Welcome and blessed Sabbath to all the dear family that are joining us in the room, for the dear ones that will be listening on the phone, on the radio, on a later recording. We want to say happy and blessed Sabbath to all of you on this June 6, 2015. This is lesson 130. We are still in chapter 27, entitled, Those Can't Make Me Clean. This will be part 4. The opening song to our study today is taken from the psalm book, number 384, entitled, Safely Through Another Week. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now our blessings seek, waiting in His courts today. Dear of all the wheat harvest, emblems of eternal rest. Dear of all the wheat harvest, emblems of eternal rest. While we see supplies of grace through the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciling face, take away the sin and shame. From our worldly cares set free, Mary, rest this day in thee. From our worldly cares set free, Mary, rest this day in thee. When the morn shall bid us rise, may we feel thy presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes, while we in thy house appear. Here are photos, Lord, our taste of our everlasting feast. Here are photos, Lord, our taste of our everlasting feast. May the gospel joyful sound comfort sinners, comfort saints. May the fruits of grace abound, bring relief to all complaints. Though may all our Sabbaths be till we rise to reign with thee. Though may all our Sabbaths be till we rise to reign with thee. Amen. If any one of the dear little ones, mommy and daddy, would like to do opening prayer, blah,
blah. We can all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, I thank for the Spirit to have this blessed day. I thank for the Spirit to wake us up this morning and have our blessed day. I pray that you'll be able to help us up in the scripture study. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquity, and our past experience. Protect us as we go, and protect us from the things we see and do. Let us be thankful for the things you've given us. Let us be able to always be discerning and always being helpful to one another. Let us show mercy and compassion, and let the mercy and compassion be shown to us by others, that they may be able to understand. Let us be able to have faith and mercy wherever we go, and also let us be able to be free from all sicknesses and still stay in health. And also protect us from all the other parts of the world. And let us be able to just be in the world but not act like it. This is my prayer and this is calling you. Amen.
Amen. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 2, verse 1 from the King James Version, and it reads, And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 4 in our lesson entitled, Those Can't Make Me Clean, of our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Luke 1:53. He has filled with hunger. He has filled the hunger with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. Mark 2:2. And straightway many were gathered together in so much that there was no room to receive them. Not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them.
Mark 2:3. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. Mark 2:4. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Amen.
So have a listen, everyone. Continuing the reading. Pages 267 to 269 and Mark, second chapter, verse 5, at the King James Version. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of palsy, Son, thy sin is forgiven thee. Mark 2:6. But there was a certain of the scribes sitting there, reasoning in their heart. Mark 2:7. Why doth this man thus speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sin but God only? Amen. Mark 2:8. And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they saw reasoning within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason you these things in your heart? Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today we will cover pages 267 through 269. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 267. Yet it was not physical restoration he desired so much as relief from the burden of sin. If he could see Jesus and receive the assurance of forgiveness and peace with heaven, he would be content to live or die according to God's will. The cry of the dying man was, Oh, that I might come into his presence. There were no time to lose. Already his wasted flesh was showing signs of decaying.
Desire of Ages, page 267. He besought his friends to carry him on his bed to Jesus, and this they gladly undertook to do. But so dense was the crowd that had assembled about the house where the Savior was, that it was impossible for the sick man and his friends to reach him, or even come within hearing of his voice. Desire of Ages, page 267, paragraph 4. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 267. Jesus was teaching in the house of Peter. According to their custom, his disciples sat close about him, and there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by him, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. These had come as spies, seeking an accusation against Jesus. Outside of these officials dwelt the promiscuous multitude, the eager, the reverent, the curious, and the unbelieving. Different nationalities and all grades of society were represented, and the power of the Lord was present to heal. The spirit of life brooded over the assembly, but Pharisees and doctors did not discern its presence. They felt no sense of need, and the healing was not for them. He had filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he had sent empty away. Luke 1:53. Desire of Ages, page 267, paragraph 5.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Boys and girls, what did the paralytic man desire the most relief from? And what did the Pharisees and doctors not discern of the spirit of life and was the healing from Christ. And was the healing from Christ for them? Is the question. If you have the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, it was not a physical conversion. His desire so much as relief from the burden of sin. If he could see Jesus and receive the assurance of forgiveness and peace with heaven, he would be content to live or die according to God's will and not descend in presence. They felt no sense of need and the healing was not for them.
Desire Builders, page 268. Again and again, the bearers of the paralytic tried to push their way through the crowd, but in vain. The sick man looked about him in unutterable anguish. When the longed for help was so near, how could he relinquish hope? At his suggestion, his friends bore him to the top of the house and, breaking out the roof, let him down at the feet of Jesus. The discourse was interrupted. The Savior looked upon the mournful countenance and saw the pleading face fixed upon him. He understood the case. He had drawn to himself that perplexed and doubting spirit. While the paralytic was yet at home, the Savior had brought conviction to his conscience. When he repented of his sins and believed in the power of Jesus to make him whole, the life-giving mercies of the Savior at first blessed his longing heart. Jesus had watched the glimmer of it go into a belief that he was the sinner's only helper and had seen it grow stronger with every effort to come into his presence. Desire of Ages, page 268, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, do you see how wonderful our Savior we have? Yet while the paralytic was home, and he was looking for hope, the Savior actually was working on his heart from his house. Isn't that amazing? No matter where we are in life, if we speak to the Lord with a sincere heart, he can hear us. And the friends were moved to be able to go and get him and bring him at his presence. He wasn't only looking for healing of his body. He wanted to be saved as well. So just think about all those that was with illness and they wanted salvation. They found the Savior. Those that just wanted a quick healing to go back to their old life. Sometimes you wonder why all of them were not healed. But the Lord was looking for those that was really convicting and repented in their heart. They still had hope, but they needed to repent first to be able to receive the gift of life. Question, boys and girls. How did the Savior draw to himself the paralytic with the perplexed and doubting spirit? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer was, while the paralytic was yet at home, the Savior had brought conviction to the conscience. Now in word that felt like music and sufferer's ear, the Savior said, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sin be forgiven thee.
Amen. So let's learn a scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Acts. And this particular song is found in Acts 17, verse 27. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us continue and welcome to all the dear ones that are joining us at this
Desire for Ages, page 268. Now in the words that fell like music on the sufferer's ears, the Savior said, Son, be of good cheer, thy sin be forgiven thee. Desire of Ages, page 268, paragraph 2. The burden of despair rolled from the sick man's souls, the peace of forgiveness rests upon his spirit and shine out upon his countenance. His physical pain is gone and his whole begin to transform. The helpless paralytic is healed. The guilty sinner is pardoned. Desire of Ages, page 268, paragraph 3.
Desire of Ages, page 268. In simple faith, he accepted the words of Jesus as the boon of new life. He urged no further request, but lay in blissful silence, too happy for words. The light of heaven irradiated his countenance, and the people looked with awe upon the scene. Desire of Ages, page 268, paragraph 4. The rabbis had waited anxiously to see what disposition Christ would make of this case.
Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What were the words the Savior said that felt like music on the sufferer's ears? And what was the result of those beautiful words he so long had desired to hear? If you have the answer to this question, dear ones, bye-bye.
The answer is, Son, be good cheer, thy sin be forgiven thee, and the burden of the spirit rolled for the sick man's soul. The peace of forgiveness rests upon his spirit and shines upon upon his consciousness. His physical pain is gone and his whole being is transformed.
Amen. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Psalms. Can you imagine the way how he felt when he was freed, not only from his illness, but also being forgiven by the Savior? Psalm 66:16, King James Version, talks about how his heart was so merry. And it says, Come and hear, O ye that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. Come and hear, O ye that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul.
Savages, page 168. They recalled to how the man had appealed to them for help, and they had refused him hope or sympathy. Not satisfied with this, they had declared that he was suffering the curse of God for his sins. These things came fresh to their minds when they saw the sick man before them. They marked the interest with all were watching from the sea, and they felt a terrible fear of losing their own influence over the people. Desire Base, page 268, paragraph 5.
Amen. Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What came to the minds of the rabbis that had waited anxiously to see what disposition Christ would make of this case? And what happened when they saw the sick man before them? If you have the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is they recollected how the man had appealed to them for help and refused hope and sympathy to help him. And these things came fresh to their minds when they saw him, and they felt a terrible fear of losing their own influence over the people.
Amen. So let us continue in Desire Ages, page 269, and let's watch and see how faith had opened the very roof. It was the faith that the paralytic have in the one that can save him. Bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 269. These dignitaries did not exchange words together, but looking into one another's faces, they read the same thought in each, that something must be done to arrest the tide of feelings. Jesus had declared that the sins of the paralytic was forgiven. The Pharisees caught at these words at blasphemy and conceived that they could present this as a sin worthy of death. They said in their hearts, his blasphemy, who can forgive sin but one, even God. Mark 2:7. Fixing his glance upon them, beneath which was crowd and drew back, Jesus said, therefore think ye evil in your hearts, for whether it's easier to say, thy sin be forgiven thee, or I say, arose and walk, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sin. He said, turn into the arose, taking up thy bed, and go up unto thy house. Desire pages page 269, paragraph 2.
Christian boys and girls, what words caught the Pharisees that Jesus said, declaring that the sins of the paralytic were forgiven? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
This is the Pharisees caught at his word as blasphemy and convinced that they could present this as a sin worthy of death. They said in their heart, why doth this man thus speak blasphemy, and who can forgive sins but God only?
So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. Amen, and what a blessed assurance is that few verse for all of us, that we can find salvation through Christ Jesus. We have come to the ending of our first section of our study, and we have come to the second section, and that is the story time. Gather all the little ones, the precious little ones, around the mic so they can be able to hear the story.
All right, I have a story here for you. It has a lot of big words, and I'm going to do my best to translate them into a language that the child can better understand. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes. Do you know what statutes are? They're rules. To fear the Lord our God, fear means to respect and obey. For our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. Moses wrote that at the end of his life in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 24. As the youth go out into the world to encounter its allurements to sin, that means meeting the temptations of sin, the passion of getting money, or money getting, this desire to get rich, for amusement and indulgence, for display, luxury, and extravagance, the temptations to get all the sorts of expensive and unnecessary things, the overreaching, charging too much for things, fraud, that's cheating, robbery and ruin. As the youth go out into the world to encounter its allurements to sin, what are the teachings there to be met? Well, they are taught to want things that don't belong to them. They are taught to cheat and to deceive. This is what the world teaches you. Spiritualism asserts that men are unfallen demigods. That means partly God, half God. That each mind will judge itself. That true knowledge places man above all law. That all sins committed are innocent. For whatever is right. And God doth not condemn. These are the lies of the devil. The basest or the most wicked and sinful of human beings, it represents as in heaven and highly exalted there. Satan teaches that even the wicked people go to heaven. Multitudes are thus led to believe that desire is the highest law. That means you can do anything you want and it won't be sinful. That license or permission is liberty. And that man is accountable only to himself. That means if some man says it's okay, you can do it, even if God says don't do it. With such teaching given at the very outset of life, that means during childhood, when impulses are strong, that means when you desire something strongly, and the demand for self-restraint and purity is most urgent, where are the safeguards and of virtue? Children, do you know what safeguards are? It's the rules that we are taught in childhood based on God's law. At the same time, anarchy is seeking to sweep away all law, not only divine, but human. Do you know what anarchy is? It's lawlessness. It's the way a mob acts. And you've seen pictures of mobs on television. Such are the influences to be met by the children and the youth of today. To stand amidst upheavals, they are now to lay the foundation of character. That means when temptation comes, you better have received the proper training as a child. The only way you will know how to behave is to read the Bible and act like Jesus did. In every generation and in every land, the true foundation and pattern of character building have been the same. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And that is so true. The divine law, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and thy neighbor as thyself, is the great principle made manifest or shown in the character and life of our Savior, Jesus, is the only secure foundation and only sure guide. Here is the only safeguard for individual integrity. Integrity means doing the right thing just because it is right. For the purity of the home, the well-being of society, or the stability of the nation. The only protection for children is to learn to be obedient to God's law when they're small. Amidst all life's perplexities, oh my, that's a big word. You know what perplexities it means? It means things you don't understand. Amidst all life's perplexities and dangers and conflicting claims, the one safe and sure rule is to do what God says. Do you know what conflicting claims means? Well, God claims or wants our obedience, and the devil wants us to obey him. That's from Sons and Daughters, page 46, paragraph 6. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, as it is this day, Deuteronomy 6:24. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the end of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. Next week, we'll continue with part 5 in our study entitled, Those Can Make Me Clean, of our lesson book, Desire Ages. I cannot wait what the Lord has in store for us in the next lesson. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy would like to have closing prayer. Bubble up.
God, thank you for giving us a good Sabbath. Thank you for making me learn a little bit more than I used to know. Please let everybody get home safely. Please let everybody have a good day. Use precious holy name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So that will be held on June 13, 2015, Chapter 5. We would like to thank all the dear little ones and the family that took part of the reading, and for those precious ones that helped to be able to put all of these lessons together. We would like to let everyone know that we appreciate, and may God bless each and every one of the family that are listening, and hope and pray that you all were blessed. There was activity that was presented also that can continue the dialogue at home of the wonderful ways our Savior can find wherever we are as we open up our hearts to Him, that He may find salvation for all of us, no matter where we are in the world. May God bless each and all of your families and the extended family. God bless. Have a blessed Sabbath.